Thou hadst no further interest in this sobbing maiden. Thine destiny was in the cavernous tomb before thee, and so thou stepped forth to meet it in kind. The undead creatures became more monstrous as thou traversed the darkened chamber. But thine resolve was strong as ever. And before long, thou hadst penetrated the deepest chamber of the tomb, and found thyself face to face with a most terrible sight. 'Twas the Gravelord himself, a horrendous mass of grizzled bone. His gnarled fingers worked long and ghastly, and he was flanked on both sides by a legion of flesh-stripped soldiers. The soldiers thou'd strike down with nary a struggle, but the Gravelord's power was more than met thine eye. To thine horror, they rose from whence they fell, and tooketh aim at thee once more. 'Twas folly to engage them in kind, and so thou sought to strike at Nito himself. He was strong and skilled with his great bone blade, but thou wert faster and more nimble. 'Twas a fearsome battle, but thine perseverance handed thee victory in the bitter end. As thou clutched the souls of lords in thine hand, the creatures of the Gravelord perished in kind, and thou stood victorious in the deathly chamber. Indeed, the Lord's soul now belonged to thee, and thine destiny neared. Another soul, another step, but thine journey is far from over. Pray tell, where shalt thine next steps take thee? If thou hast yet to procure Seath's soul from the Duke's archive, proceedeth to chapter 12. If thine wish is to returneth to Blighttown, and delve into the fires wrought by the Witch of Izalith, go forth to chapter 15. If the abyss remains unbeknownst to thee, go forth and challenge the four kings in chapter 18. And if thou hast attained every last lord's soul, tarry where thou stands no longer. Returneth to my chamber and claim thine reward in chapter 24.